Welcome to Component 2, The Culture of Healthcare, Unit 6, Nursing Care Processes. This is the first lecture entitled The Roles and Responsibilities of the RN. The focus of this lecture will be on identifying the different roles and responsibilities of the registered nurse, or RN, how the RN functions within the different levels of healthcare, and where the RN works. In order to understand the roles of nurses, it is important to recognize that nursing is a profession with strict guidelines and requirements. All registered nurses are required to have met an approved educational plan of study and passed a national exam before engaging in the care and management of patients. The practice of nursing is regulated by the state in which the nurse is licensed, that are guided by the Nurse Practice Act and each state's Board of Nursing. Once licensed, registered nurses must continue to participate in qualified educational activities to remain current in their practice and to renew their licenses. Nurses are members of the healthcare team and are expected to make decisions based on evidence and data. Their scope of practice is highly regulated by their licensing board. Failure to adhere to state standards may result in the loss of license and the right to practice nursing. Nurses are reasonably independent and self-governing in decision-making and practice. They are solely responsible, professionally and legally, for the type and quality of nursing care they provide. Nursing has gained the reputation for being one of the most trusted and respected professions in the world, and nurses work hard to retain this honor. There are approximately 3 million registered nurses in the United States. 83.2% of these nurses are working either full-time or part-time in positions across the country. Hospitals are the primary practice setting for approximately 1.5 million nurses, or 57% of all RNs. 10.7% of nurses work in public or community health settings, and the remaining percent work in long-term care, private practices, schools, and businesses. Nurses have a variety of responsibilities. They are caregivers, providing hands-on, direct patient care at all levels. They manage patient care by coordinating the activities of other healthcare team members for the benefit of the patient. They advocate for patients, families, their peers, and other members of the healthcare team. They also advocate for the companies they work for and the communities they serve by supporting and defending the needs of their patients. Nurses at all levels are engaged in education. Every day they share their knowledge about health issues, treatment plans, medication, procedures, and home care, for example. They play a key role in keeping patients informed about their care and the way things are being done. They also help patients understand how treatments or medications can help them. Informed patients comply better with treatment plans and medication regimens, which results in shorter recovery times. Nurses are also responsible for helping to train and educate future members of the healthcare team, especially student nurses. Nurses must have excellent verbal and written communication skills. Accurate and complete documentation and reporting skills are also essential for nurses working at every level of healthcare. There are 6 levels of healthcare, and nurses work at each of these levels. Preventive care includes activities that promote health and wellness, health education, and programs focused on prevention of disease and accidents. Primary care focuses on early detection and routine care, including health physicals, pap smears, and immunizations. Secondary or acute care involves emergency treatment and the diagnosis and treatment of acutely ill patients. Tertiary or special care is defined as highly technical or specialty services. Restorative care includes intermediate follow-up care, such as surgical post-operative care, routine medical care, and rehabilitation. Continuing care addresses long-term, chronic, personal, and hospice health care. Each level of care creates different requirements and opportunities for nurses, who are required to possess different skills and knowledge and to fully understand their responsibility within each area of practice. Scope of practice is defined by each nurse's licensing board and must be adhered to when providing care. Nurses perform a wide variety of functions using an array of nursing skills in almost every healthcare setting. Throughout their practice, nurses share common goals to serve others, provide care, and offer comfort and/or improve patient outcomes and services. Most RNs work directly with patients and their families. They are the primary points of contact between the patient and the world of healthcare, both at the bedside and in outpatient settings. RNs perform frequent patient assessments and evaluations, including monitoring and tracking vital signs, performing procedures such as IV placement, phlebotomy, and administering medications. Because the RN has much more regular contact with patients than physicians do, RNs are usually the first to notice problems or raise concerns about patient progress. This slide visually depicts the different sets of responsibilities and levels of patient interaction in the different subspecialties of nursing. These areas include psychiatric mental health, medical-surgical, community health, parent-child health, geriatric, and home health. There are many shared and overlapping tasks, allowing nurses to often move from one subspecialty to another as job opportunities come available or interests change. Preventive and primary care nursing is often performed in an outpatient setting, such as clinics and physician offices, community health centers, health departments, schools, immunization clinics, telephone triage and healthcare advice lines, corrections, and industrial medicine. These nurses usually work with patients with less acute conditions and focus on keeping the clients well and safe. Very often, these nurses have years of work experience in acute care and bring with them an understanding and appreciation of what a person can do to prevent lifelong complications from preventable illnesses or accidents. In the hospital setting, you will find nurses filling many areas of service. Most nurses in the hospital are engaged in direct patient care and are called staff nurses. Their job is to manage and provide care to patients with a variety of acute care needs. This is a fast-paced and challenging position. General staff nurses manage competing patient care priorities, such as quality patient care, cost containment, supervising unlicensed assistive personnel, and shared governance responsibilities. They prepare patients for diagnostic tests, surgery, or rehabilitative therapy. They soothe and comfort difficult patient situations, provide education, and plan for discharge. All staff RNs are required to take continuing education class in their area of specialty, as well as keep up to date on new treatments, medications, and equipment. Specialty advanced practice nurses are required to have extended studies in a specific field of patient care. Travel nurses are nurses who contract with a for-hire agency to be placed in a variety of hospitals in different settings and states. They often are hired by hospitals or clinics to cover RN shortages or to provide specialized care for patients. You will also find nurses developing staff training and continuing education classes for nurses and other hospital or clinic staff. Because nurses have the education and experience to understand effective uses of resources, they are often asked to review and track the effectiveness of hospital services, oversee medication compliance, and gather data to support changes in the hospital process and policies. They also participate in utilization review activities. In addition, they may advocate for patients when it comes to insurance billing, out-of-hospital placements, and customer expectations and complaints. Risk management departments work with nurses to track unusual reported incidents, identify potential liability areas, and provide staff education on documentation and reporting of incidents, and assist staff when legal action or malpractice suits arise. They can play an important role in the reduction of financial loss due to errors and accidents. Outside of hospitals, nurses play a key role in managing the care of patients in long-term care settings. These nurses manage care for residents with conditions ranging from a fracture to Alzheimer's disease. Although they often spend much of their time on administrative and supervisory tasks, RNs also assess the resident's health condition, develop treatment plans, supervise licensed practical nurses and nursing aides, and perform difficult procedures such as starting intravenous fluids. Nurses also work in specialty care departments such as long-term rehabilitation units for patients with strokes, head injuries, and mental health issues. Companies that sell products such as pharmaceuticals, IV equipment, and monitors often hire nurses as sales representatives. They provide credibility for product promotion, especially when they have used the product in clinical practice. Nurses also provide insight into product improvement and the development of future products that may be useful in their area of expertise. Many businesses have occupational health departments where nurses manage workplace injuries, prevent work-related illnesses, screen for environmental hazards, provide employee educational services, and market employee health programs. Nurses also work as legal consultants, reviewing health-related case materials and acting as case experts. Nurses may also work in educational institutions, playing a significant role in education, research, and publishing. Finally, nursing is a profession that offers many opportunities for those seeking diverse roles in promoting health, providing care, and educating others.